Lessons learned in the trenches.
Americans are the only people in the world who do business with strangers.
When the logical arguments stop making sense, you must look for the illogical ones.
If you have a Russian problem, you must have a Russian solution.
When in Rome, do as the Romans. Don't try to actually be Roman.
Success at home doesn't imply success abroad.
Lessons from the road.
The trouble with using experience as a guide is that the final exam comes first and then the lessons come. There are many roadblocks to success when doing business internationally. Mindsets are different, laws are dissimilar and difficult to enforce, and cultures and communication styles vary regionally and from country to country. Veterans of global marketing and cross-cultural problem solving can easily argue that the only true toolkit is expertise.
Whether you gain it on your own or hire it as needed, your traditional domestic business acumen will not suffice for success abroad. This myth of business is business has cost untold billions of dollars, jobs, time, and pride. Much of the traditional literature on international business overlooks the one key question: who do you know?
Example, country A may be a huge market, but your firm's contact in country B is very strong. As business is only done by relationship, your results will be greater in B, while A may be unavailable. This audiobook contains lessons from the road learned through decades of international marketing, management, and negotiation. The road spans 72 countries on 5 continents. Some of the tips are controversial. All of them are necessary. This guide will provide road signs for your next endeavor in international business.
This audiobook can't teach you everything you need to know about global business, but it will increase your mileage and point out those avenues needed for growth.
Lessons from the Road and Other Productivity Tools are a division of Partners International, Inc.
Other Lessons from the Road may be found at www.lessonsfromtheroad.com.
More on Partners International can be found at www.partnersinternational.com. And now, the lessons.
Gender issues.
In the USA, women in business is surrounded with change, excitement, and controversy. In the USA, we like to discuss our controversial issues. We even put our problems on television. Most cultures are vastly different about discussing their changes in thinking and their changes in culture. It's a man's world can hold true to a greater extent overseas than in the USA. Women in global business often face unfair challenges such as...
In Asia, women often are not present at business functions.
It is difficult for many cultures to fathom that a man can be subordinate to a woman in business.
Many men are completely unfamiliar with women in business altogether.
You will usually be negotiating with men when you are abroad, and only men in the Arab world and most of Asia.
Many languages have a masculine and a feminine form. The feminine form is often more indirect.
When a businessman travels with a businesswoman, many only see a businessman.
When you discuss what is politically correct, you might ask, "Whose politics?"
Derogatory remarks may be more cultural than personal. Example, in your country you treat the women as citizens. In ours, we treat them like women. Greek expression.
Ms. is usually misunderstood.
International proverbs to quote and think about.
A wise person hears one word but understands two. The Talmud.
How a society treats its lowest members is a measure of its merit. Scandinavian proverb.
If you are going to tell the truth, have one foot in the stirrup. Turkish proverb.
The fat pig gets slaughtered. Chinese proverb.
The tall blade of grass gets cut down. Socialized countries expression.
In Russia, a real man does not negotiate. Russian rule of thumb.
It's not what you know, it's who. Everyone. Much truer internationally.
We can always fool a foreigner. Chinese proverb.
When someone has no family, he is considered unlucky. Southeast Asian proverb.
The nail sticking up gets hammered down. Japanese proverb.
Love is the food of life, but travel is the dessert. Singaporean proverb.
We don't care about the package. We care what is in the package. Dutch proverb.
If you don't shoot, you always miss. Dutch proverb.
Observe, then imitate. Japanese motto.
In Europe, white men go into rooms and decide how markets will be divided. In Asia, the market decides for itself. Japanese Economic Journal.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Desperation is the father. But assumption is the brother of all screw-ups. John Kranz.
In times of great trouble, you are allowed to walk with the devil, but only until you have crossed the bridge. Bulgarian proverb.
When I am weak, how can I negotiate with you? When I am strong, why should I? Arab proverb.
After we have clothes on our backs and food on our tables, then we worry about ethics. Chinese proverb.
A small boat turns back faster. Asian proverb.
Look around the corner. See what is there. Israeli proverb.
Business is managing mentalities. French proverb.
To travel effectively, one needs only two things. Patience and a willingness to learn. Confucius.
Outsourcing is no substitute for innovating at home. Unknown American.
We are slaves to our history. Greek proverb.
If you are connected, you can get in. German proverb.
Americans are superficial. Every European I've ever met.
Americans are the only people in the world who do business with strangers. Bill Decker.
Cultural awareness and understanding.
The single biggest difference in cultures is the perception of time. Example, the English language has words to express time that no other culture has. Personal time, overtime, spend time, waste time, borrow time, double time, time is money, and time and a half.
Get a cultural guide wherever you go. Someone who has been there, done that.
If there is no relationship, assume no trust.
The sense of shame, losing face, can be a matter of life and death. Example, my karate instructor used to compete in death tournaments. When asked what would happen if he lost, his answer was that he would rather lose than face his family and friends.
Make sure you have an uncle. Example, when an Asian boy disagrees with his father, he cannot confront him. He uses his uncle to intercede. This way there is no loss of face. This model applies for business in Asia as well.
When Asians are embarrassed, they laugh.
A friend is someone you will lie for.
Chinese will greet each other by asking, "Have you eaten yet?"
The USA is the only country in the world that refers to a national sporting championship as the World Series.
Americans see history as in the past. Europeans feel they are a part of history.
Rude and polite are cultural.
Many people you interact with may look, dress, and speak like you. The similarity ends there.
In Europe, coffee means hello. In Asia, it's tea. In the third world, it's food.
Show me a country's eating habits and I'll show you its culture. Example, Americans and Northern Europeans have a concept of my food. Elsewhere, food is shared, often eaten from common plates.
Never expect them to hear what you hear, see what you see, know what you know, or assume what you assume.
every country has its hierarchies. Example, in Asia, the older you are, the more respect you deserve.
Nodding may mean I've heard you, not I agree with you.
Unethical does not exist.
Ethics are a suit of clothes. Yours are different than mine.
Never thank a Central or Eastern European for their time. It will make their colleagues suspicious.
Many cultures have difficulties putting things in writing.
Politics, religion, sex, and business. Americans like to separate these ideas. The rest of the planet groups them together. Example, many countries stamp their citizens' passports with their religious classifications. Example, you may be asked about your marital status and political beliefs. In many parts of the world, religion will surely be a topic.
Power distance is the perception of a leader's importance. Example, the USA has low power distance. We call our leader Mr. and joke about him every day. Iran has the highest power distance. They call their leader Ayatollah, reflection of God.
Content cultures concentrate on exactly what was said or done. Context cultures focus on who said or did it and under what circumstances. Example, you can always spot the highest-ranking person at a Japanese context culture meeting. He is sitting farthest from the door.
Independent cultures admire entrepreneurs and loners.
Collective cultures look at groups for identity. Example, Koreans advertise cigarettes by showing groups of men smoking. In the USA, we have the Marlboro Man, alone, tough, and fearless.
Task-specific cultures judge the value proposition offered.
Relationship-specific cultures value the quality of the relationships. They have fewer friends and greater loyalty to them. Example, cold calling is an American phenomenon. It doesn't really exist elsewhere, as almost all other cultures are relationship-specific.
Monochronic cultures do one thing at a time.
Polychronic cultures do several things at once.
The difference between public and private varies from culture to culture. Example, many Northern Europeans use their first initial on business correspondence, so you cannot determine the gender of the author. It is private and irrelevant.
Business is done by introduction, and most cultures are very careful about giving them. Example, in an extreme case, I was walking in Madrid with a Spaniard. We ran into a friend of his. He stopped and spoke with his friend for 5 minutes without introducing us. This was natural to both Spaniards.
The system is more important than the people.
Planning.
The first question is, why? Why are you doing business there? Why have you chosen your mode of entry? And most importantly, why will they work with you?
When entering a foreign market, you must ask, how much are you willing to lose?
Use the double-double rule. It will cost twice as much and take twice as long.
You can't do international deals without educating your dealmakers on how it's done overseas.
Determine your own moral line, even if you do not express it.
Figure out what you mean by Western, Central, and Eastern Europe before using those terms.
Americans usually make their business trips too short.
Never make assumptions about security.
Having an employee who speaks French does not mean you have an employee who can do business with France.
In countries you visit, look for context umbrellas. Perception is often limited to what realities exist under them.
Remember, there is no such thing as the international market.
Language.
If you want to sell me something, you had better do it in my language.
Language is the single biggest cultural barrier.
Humor rarely translates.
American is not the international business language. American euphemisms like pass the buck and off the wall have no meaning abroad.
Many Asian cultures have no words for yes and no.
Someone who speaks English and Thai is not necessarily a translator.
Translate and then back-translate into the initial language.
Always use your own interpreter, not theirs.
Pick a title that can be translated. The same is true for a product name.
Translate your business card. Sales and marketing.
U.S. firms will start the marketing process by asking, "What problem is solved by our product?"
Overseas firms will start by figuring out who they know in a given market.
Many American companies worry about their competitors. Asian companies worry about their customers.
Most companies will work with their established vendors to fix problems. Americans will switch vendors more quickly. Example, a British firm bidding for a project in Japan found that the client revealed their bid to a local Japanese competitor.
Assume everyone knows everyone, especially in your industry. Extreme example. In business school, a colleague from New Delhi once told me that if a student from India were to arrive at our program, there would be a 90% chance that he knows him or his family. The professional community is very small in India.
When Asian business isn't done man-to-man, it's done family-to-family.
Getting a permit to build a store in Malaysia does not mean you can open your shop. Shops exist on streets in cities, not on federal land.
A European food distributor once asked me, "If we carry your product, what will happen to the products already on the shelves?"
Many European governments need high European product content in their purchases.
In South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, you will be dealing with governments.
You may know your industry and all about your company. Do you know your target market?
One question I always ask, how often do you take your distributors to dinner?
In Central and Eastern Europe, the secret was never selling. The secret was always buying.
Beware of de facto partnerships. If everyone knows you are negotiating with a certain company, it will be assumed you are partners.
When picking partners, remember, you often get only one chance. A failed deal can close the market forever. Take your time. After all, would you rush into a marriage?
Negotiating.
Many cultures believe a contract comes first, and then negotiations begin.
Silence does not imply consent.
You will often negotiate with groups.
Consensus is important in socialized countries.
Japanese work out all of the potential problems first, and then make a deal. Americans do the opposite.
In meetings, everyone seems to look at the person with a calculator.
Learn a few words of their language, at least enough to apologize for not speaking it.
Face is crucial in Asia. Humiliation can cost you your business and often much more. Example, even when dating, Asian men will often ask a woman for a date through an intermediary. Thus, there is no loss of face if she declines. She will decline via the messenger.
Try to ask, what does success in your market look like? It will be a direct question, but one easily answered.
Many countries consider a handshake to be a commitment.
Americans and Western Europeans are said to say what they mean and mean what they say. With other cultures, this is often not the case.
Expect to eat when you discuss business.
Learn to draw pictures and charts to demonstrate your points. Upside down.
Communication is not what I say. It's what you hear. Managing staff from other countries.
A U.S. firm located in Germany is neither an American firm nor a German firm. It is a very different hybrid.
Use paternalism instead of confrontation to motivate employees.
Have foreign employees write a synopsis of what they have been assigned to do.
American managers look for additional skill sets. European managers look for employees that will fit in.
Jobs may be more important than profit. Example, in Poland, small towns look at plant managers as employers. How will you motivate the managers to lay off staff?
Europeans and Asians will often reward loyalty rather than merit. Example, Asians will often advance within companies because they show blind obedience to superiors.
The myth of working at one company for life still exists.
Often, HR can't fire foreign workers. Example, many employers in Europe commit to paying 60 to 80% of an employee's salary after termination. You may be stuck paying employees until they find another job. Did you ever wonder why there are locals in the pubs all day in Europe?
You will work Saturdays in Asia.
In the third world, one must pay local wages. Example, in a factory in Central America, we were paying twice the local wage. The workers would get their pay, take an additional month off without telling us, and return 1 month later expecting their jobs back.
Chinese bosses are said to have a velvet fist.
Europeans cannot work together until they have discussed the war, World War II. Legal.
The relationship is more important than the governing laws. Example, if you manufacture in Asia and your first shipment is defective, it means you must work on the relationship.
In many overseas cases, a lawyer's presence can mean, I don't trust you.
If you need to bring attorneys, have camouflage business cards printed.
When a product injures a consumer, an American will hire an attorney to obtain satisfaction. Europeans will go to their government.
Overseas, you have absolutely no rights. You are a guest, often an unwelcome one.
Overtime can be illegal.
There is often no debt on Chinese balance sheets. Debts are considered personal.
Polish tax inspectors receive commissions on what they find.
There is no such thing as international law.
Questions to ask yourself.
How do you know when you are in?
Is this the Brazilian way of telling me that you don't want to do this? Pick any nationality.
Do they respect my authority?
I know our way of doing this, but what is their way?
Have I heard this correctly?
What assumptions might be underlying their actions?
How can I relate to the people in this country? What steps can I take to do so?
Who does my employee work for?
How do these people handle food? Is there a way to understand the culture from it?
Traveler's tips.
When you visit, read about their geography, politics, economy, culture, and demographics.
Learn some French. It's considered the language of diplomacy, and it's in your passport.
Buy $100 worth of their currency before you leave.
Don't spare the expense. Get the right luggage.
When in doubt, drink boiled water or tea.
Never travel with more than you can carry.
If you have food issues, stay home.
Don't get offended.
Be prepared for the whole world to have a cigarette in its mouth.
You are an ambassador. Be prepared to discuss U.S. policy and politics.
Remember the golden rule. He who has the gold rules.
Travel checklist.
Leave at home with friend or family. Contact phone numbers, trip itinerary, photocopies of tickets, reservations, credit cards, passport, and identification.
Wear on your person. Watch, wallet, passport, tickets, contact numbers, itinerary, all-weather clothing, rain, sun, passport photos.
Carry on. Hard-to-replace medications, foul weather gear, change of clothes, toothbrush, basic toiletries, book about your destination, snack food, mints or gum, technology, cell phone, PDA, portable music, camera, sunglasses and eyeglasses, water bottle, briefcase, photocopies of identification, passport, tickets, itinerary.
Luggage, business clothes, overcoat, underwear, hat, shoes, leisure clothes, bathing suit, casual shirts, casual pants, casual footwear, sporting clothes, day pack, sports equipment, medications, toiletries, sunblock.
Thank you for taking the road trip with us. We hope you've enjoyed the ride. Please contact our Rhodes Scholars if we can help you in your next international endeavor. Please contact us regarding quantity purchases of our materials, consulting, and speaking services, or market entry assistance. We want you to ride with style. Visit us at www.partnersinternational.com. Thank you.